The SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
We're talking to Dave Fry from Sidewalk Prophets on SOS Radio. They're going to be in Vegas, Southern Hills Baptist Church, coming up on Tuesday night, the 13th of February. They're going to be at Desert View Bible Church in Phoenix on the 11th, Evermore Church in Riverside on the 17th. This is a 3D tour. It's called Something Different.
I just saw that we added El Cajon, California, which is close to San Diego. And you can't have a bad day in San Diego, I don't think. You know, just we're really excited because we grew up in Indiana and playing a lot of East Coast venues. And so every time you get to go out west is really, really special. And to get to play a concert for Jesus in Vegas, I mean, I know that there are people that are just longing to hear the word of God out there. And same with California and Phoenix and all over the West. We just don't get out there enough. And that's what's amazing. You go out to California, you go up to Washington and Oregon and all these states, and you realize God's the same. He's doing the same stuff all over this world, but he's doing it in such amazing and different and unique and awesome places. And just to get to meet those people, that's the best part of what we do.
So, Dave, you started Sidewalk Prophets at Anderson University in Indiana, but what did your college decision look like when you were in high school?
That's a great question. You know, I wanted so bad to go to the rival school of Anderson, which is Taylor University. And I also wanted to go to, I had it accepted by Duke University and Indiana University. And you know, I put my application out, and I had a full ride scholarship to Indiana State in my hometown of Terre Haute. And I just felt like when I put my application into Anderson, I was like, okay, it's a cool little school. I really like the campus. And all the other letters came back and said, hey, you know, you're accepted, but Anderson's came back and said, you're accepted with some money, to be able to come here, because college is expensive, let's face it. And even though I had a full ride to the school there in my hometown, I just felt like God was saying, hey, this is where I want you. And, you know, there was a concert I went to go see Third Day, and a missions counselor in Anderson University, she remembered me from like 6 months earlier, remembered me by name and said, I can't wait to see you in the fall. And that was kind of just vindication that I had picked the right place and that I would feel like it was home. And it really did to me. You know, I feel like God had a calling on my life. Still, even with the money they gave me to help, it was really expensive to go to private Christian college. But man, I never would have met my buddy Ben. We never would have started the band in the dorm room. I never would have had the adventures. I might never have met my wife, you know, that I met at a Winter Jam concert because of being in the band. So you never know the path that God leads you down. And especially when those big decisions like college and all these big life decisions, man, make sure you pray plenty about it, because as nervous and crazy as life is, man, if you can go in at least feeling like there's a reason for you to be doing what you're doing, that God has called you to be doing it, you at least are better equipped to handle the craziness of life.
That's funny that you said you wanted to go to Taylor University, the rival to Anderson. I actually applied to Taylor and had some friends and went there. I grew up in Metro Detroit and I wanted to go to Taylor as well. Then my dad showed me how much it costs, and he says, sorry, bro, you're going to Eastern Michigan University. That's where you got accepted, and that's the state school, and it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, man, I love it. Yeah, because it is a lot. You know, those state schools, and that's awesome. My wife was Joliet Junior College, so like a community college, and then she went on to like her dental hygiene degree. And I think that's brilliant. Like, I was an English education major, but that is absolutely not where God wanted me to be at this moment. And here I am, getting to travel the country and sing and do what I love, all because there was a reason for me to take all these steps I've taken. Some people would say I wasted a lot of money at college, but truth is, man, I got more of an education from taking that risk. You know, I'm grateful for the path that God led me down.
See, it's so funny how you get a degree and you spend all this money and then you go into a career that's completely different. But we're going to talk about what you learn from that coming up next. We're talking to Dave from the Sidewalk Prophets, SOS Radio, 5 minutes away. We'll have more.
Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
Sidewalk Prophets are coming through Las Vegas and Phoenix and Riverside, and we're talking to Dave Fry on SOS Radio. Tell us the DNA behind the song Come to the Table.
The craziest part of it is really we're just thinking about movies, how much movies influenced us. And one of my favorite movies of all time is the movie Hook with Robin Williams, going back to Neverland, Peter Pan. And it's just a silly, fun movie. And there's this scene, though, that was very poignant in it. And I feel like God was prompting us to write a song about acceptance and love and just being there, trusting in him. And so we figured in the movie Hook, there's a scene where Peter Pan sits down at the table and everybody's so hungry and everybody's ready to eat, and they have to imagine that the food's there, and he starts to get frustrated, and eventually, slowly, he starts to have this, starts to finally see what most people can't, and he sees a table full of food, and he starts to eat, and they get into this food fight. And I love that scene because the Lost Boys, all these motley crew of misfits, are all assembled, and they just have this big giant food fight at this long banquet table. And I thought, man, I bet that's what heaven's going to be like. Just this beautiful table full of food. We're going to sit down and break bread with Jesus, Paul, and you know, all these great heroes, King David, they'll all be there. And I bet you I'll throw a roll and hit King David in the head, and then he'll come throwing, you know, a drumstick at me. You never know what's going to happen up in heaven. But I think that the attitude of, man, I can't believe this crazy group of people are here. Like, it doesn't seem like those are the people that would be in heaven. But I bet you will be surprised when you get there to realize how much fun we're going to have, how much Jesus just longs for us to sit down and spend time with him. And that relationship is so important. And that's what Come to the Table is all about. No matter where you've come from, no matter what you've done, you are welcome at the table of Jesus Christ. This motley crew of misfits, this strange collection, he calls us each for who we are because he made us that way. And he wants us to sit down and spend time with him each and every day. I hope that today everybody can stop, sit down, and come to the table with Jesus.
Thanks for connecting with SOS Radio.
We feature discussions with Christian artists all the time at sosradio.net.
Feel free to share this audio with your friends and family.